Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. This week, I traveled to Springfield, Illinois for the 2013 Info Ag Conference. The conference is focused on precision agriculture and has been conducted every other year, but starting next year will be every year. So in 2014, there will be another Info Ag Conference taking place first week in July in St. Louis. While I was there, I shared the podium with Jay Harrison with Merits Holdings. We talked about social media, and in Jay's case, he focused on like an overview of social media analytics. And I think he had some very interesting information, which I'm going to share with you here in a conversation I had with him afterwards. Jay, I know you work for Merits Holdings. Tell me what you do.
Okay, my title is that I'm the Data Mining Innovations Director. And I work with a group called Evolve 24, which does social media intelligence. We monitor the conversations that are taking place in both traditional and social media. And we try to find common themes that people are talking about, as well as things like the emotions and how personally invested they are in these different topics. And so we'll analyze that and provide reports to companies or agencies to let people know what they're thinking at the current moment. But we also try to advise the companies on things like the right way to respond in a crisis situation or to a developing issue.
Some people that I know might say that there's nothing intelligent in social media, by the way. Just had to make that comment. But I think people probably are would be interested to hear what are some of the ways you go about finding this information or figuring these things out?
Okay. Well, the biggest task for us is just finding all of these different sources of information. There are so many social media networks out there, and not all of them will allow us to use their data, of course. We use publicly available data, and we collect it and try to organize it in a way where we can easily search for, say, topics of interest or say topics occurring at a certain point in time. Then after that, we use some tools that were developed either with statistics or linguistics or even psychology to do things like measure the amount of emotion or the amount of reputation impact a tweet can have. And we compile summaries of those and report those back to the companies.
Fascinating. You had some examples in your presentation here. Might be nice to just give us a look at an example of what you're talking about.
Okay. One example was that we were following the St. Louis Blues earlier this year, and they had a promotion where they put pink laces in their skates for one game to raise money for the Susan Komen Foundation. And that's an admirable thing, but we found some negative comments in social media about that. So we thought we better investigate that, because it's difficult to imagine that anybody could be against raising money for breast cancer. And what we found was that these people weren't against the Blues or against breast cancer research, per se. Instead, they had their own perspectives on that issue, and they wanted those to be heard. For example, one person was disappointed that they didn't go far enough. He wanted the Blues to wear pink jerseys that could then be auctioned off after the game to raise even more money for Susan Komen. Other people were concerned that maybe their cancer dollars were not being spent on the right charity. For example, colon cancer was a valid one. Or the Blues have their own cancer fund established in the memory of a former player, and people were concerned that maybe money was being diverted to Komen away from the Blues' own homegrown cancer charity. So the advice that we would give to the Blues is to be more transparent about how the money is being raised and where it is going. And if people understood maybe that, say, the money being raised was going to stay in the St. Louis community, then that might help Blues fans be more accepting of their plans.
Interesting. I also found it fascinating how you talked about when people are trying to analyze social media or
the impact of what's going on. Maybe it relates to their brand, their product, their company. How important it is to really think through what are some of the terms they're maybe searching or looking at that information for.
Right. What we try to do is to be more specific than looking at just, say, a keyword search, but to try to anticipate things like ways that a term could be misspelled so that we could include that as well. And we also look for, say, homegrown synonyms. For example, if we wanted to monitor Walmart, we might look for Wal-Mart, Walmart, Wal-Star Mart, or even Wally World.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would have even thought about it if I was searching. Any other kind of like key takeaways you wanted people to come away from your presentation with?
I guess the main idea is that we've seen lots of cases where social media has affected agriculture, and a lot of new developments that would be great for farmers have been hindered due to the presence of activists who gather support for their positions on social media. So it is very important in agriculture to keep track of what's going on in the social atmosphere and to address any of those issues early before they snowball and cause even more problems later on.
Yep. That's good advice, and reason that I think you see so many farmers today. I think moving to social media in part to, we call it advocate for their industry, and really was the part of the reason for the start of the Ag Chat Foundation, which now is in charge of that weekly Twitter conversation we call Ag Chat.
It was very interesting hearing Jay's presentation because he brought out a lot of good information that I think anybody involved in agricultural marketing should take to heart, and that is looking very carefully at how they do analyze social media as a component of their overall marketing strategy. That's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.